broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt. Starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 30th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is our guide, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Quick recap of yesterday's show. It is available on lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. Tell the tale, would you please? Lovingliberty.net. You can check it out live and on demand radio, donations, and more at lovingliberty.net, as well as their downloadable iPhone and Android apps. Check them out today. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, first. We talked about a drop in infant mortality rate mirrors. Drop in infant vaccination rates. They don't want to talk about that, but the truth shall set us free. Coronavirus surging headlines are an attempt to justify the government's overblown response to the COVID. DNA vaccines. Yeah, they incorporate, quote, synthetic genes into the recipient's own DNA. You got to be worried about that, don't you? Yeah, forced vaccinations will control your life, warns religious liberty group. Your life will be made so uncomfortable you'll feel like you have no choice but to take the jab. Coronavirus has significantly weakened, they say, and could disappear or dissipate without a vaccine. Top doctor now reveals they won't talk about that either. All COVID vaccines on the, quote, drawing board today are using aborted baby stem cells. WorldNet Daily with the details on that one. Scientists don't expect the coronavirus vaccine to be nearly as protective as even the polio shot. Or, I'm sorry, the measles shot. The measles. So they're saying, look, the coronavirus isn't even going to be as effective as the measles. Fortune magazine with that piece. 50% effective if they're lucky. One small business has a response to the great, quote, freak out. Yeah, we talked about small businesses uniting all over the country, and that's what it's going to take to fight off this government overreach because of the COVID. We are hoping that parents seriously consider homeschool and private school as schools start to reopen up again. We also talked about a movement to repeal and replace qualified immunity. And that's a brewing. That's good news for sure. Good Samaritan risks his life to save a woman by reportedly jumping in front of a gun. Great news. Selfless service. That's one of the keys to the future if you want to be positive and cheerful and feel good about life. Service to others. Ministering to others in this time of bumpy roads, if you will. Hispanic Trump supporter. I didn't know they had those, but of course they do. Offers protesters a reality check. Says, hey, man, Cesar Chavez would have agreed with the Donald. So there you have that. Hour two. We had our guest on, Dr. Scott Bradley. FreedomsRisingSun.com is his website. We talked about the Rolling Stones threatened to sue President Trump over using their songs. We talked about Tom Petty's family issued a cease and desist order against the president as well because he plays Don't Back Down at his rallies. Yeah, serious problems with all that, huh? Is there any musicians that support President Trump? Not very many. I'll tell you that right now. Most of them are scared, as Ted Nugent came on this very program and highlighted. They're just afraid. A lot of them believe in President Trump, but they're just afraid to say it for their careers. We'll go off a cliff. Sad to say, but one of the very few Ted Nugent's willing to take it on, and good for him for doing so. But, you know, sadly, there's only a couple of others. Steve Voss is one of them. He's a mayor in San Diego, or an area around San Diego, California there. His music would be wonderful for President Trump to play. By the way, President Trump has met with Steve Voss, so he's familiar with his music, just not sure why that music isn't being used. There'd be no copyright. I'm sure Steve Voss would be delighted to have that occur. A nation of Karens, if you will. What is a Karen, you ask? Well, it's a person that snitches on their neighbor. A nation of Karens They say that Governor Northam has created a Gestapo where, literally, residents are encouraged to report their neighbors if they attend church. Turn them in. China's communist government orders Christians, quote, renounce God, or we'll cut off food and housing to you. Would you renounce God to receive government benefits of food and housing? Ponder that question seriously, folks. Minneapolis City Council, believe it or not, gets private security after defunding the police. Did you hear me? Minneapolis City Council gets private security after defunding the police. Many of these thugs don't realize the government's all with you when it comes to defunding the cops, because they know that there's exceptions for them, not for you. All right. And so they'll get, you know, taxpayer security. They'll get armed guards while they take away your guns. They'll get massive security while they abolish the police, etc. Don't fall for this lie, folks. Donald Trump says he hopes it's true. Is he in an office for such a time as this? Yeah, there's a popular evangelical belief that God put President Trump in the White House. And he was asked if it was true, and he said, I hope it's true. I hope I do a good job. And I think that's a humble answer. I don't think God put President Trump in the White House. But I do think God can use all kinds of people to carry out his will. Even people who you would think, oh, man, that's not really a God-fearing Christian person. God can still influence people for good. He uses people all over the place all the time for good. Even unlikely suspects. I mean, I'm probably on your radio by my own choice, but God, I think, is using me and Kurt in many ways to tell the tale of liberty. Now, we're not trying to suggest that we're anybody special. We're just saying that God uses all of us who are willing as tools to build his kingdom. All right, I guess Darden restaurants are saying, hey, 60K furloughed employees are now back at work. That's good news. I hope the shutdown doesn't circumvent the good news, though. But they're starting to re-shut down, if you will. Oregon police officer does a heroic deed, rescues a baby from a burning home. That's great news. We need more of those around the country. Well, less burning homes, just more rescues, you know? Several North Carolina sheriffs say they will not enforce the governor's mask order. That's great news. Again, you know what? Should we be able to force in America? Do we have the authority to force everyone to wear a mask? That's a real debate that's coming, folks. Write it down. Remember who told you first. All right, without further ado, that's the recap. All available at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
They tried to vote to make D.C. a state, but the Senate's not going for it. But Kurt wants to talk about D.C. residents nevertheless. Kurt?
Very good, Sam. They say stuff like taxation without representation. You know, they're using that to suggest that they ought to be a state. The House passed it, you know, of course, with the Democrats there, and the Senate, like you say, just said, hey, no way. But, you know, at least one more thing it does, at least it highlights the beauties of our system, at least the few times we see it maybe working properly, I guess you could say, huh?
There you have it. So did you talk about these D.C. residents, what they're doing, Kurt?
Well, in this case, you know, besides that, they're doing some real good stuff. The headline reads, D.C. resident, in this case, just one, you know, I'm sure there's more that
well, it's not really one when you read the story.
D.C. resident delivers food to police. We pray for them. We love them. D.C. resident Nestridi Yumga. Easy for you to say. Anyway, it says, along with fellow community members.
So, see, it's more than residents. So, see, I changed the headline. The headline I changed says, D.C. residents deliver food to police. Quote, we pray for them. We love them. So, I just changed the headline slightly because what I don't want is this idea that it's like one person. It's not. It's a group of people led by this person. I don't know how to say their name.
Yeah, and, you know, at least when you see her picture, she's to be commended, I think, you know, that she went to work. In this case, they delivered food to local police officers. In a show of support for officers rejecting the anti-cop narrative touted by Black Lives Matter activists, she's an American citizen that's originally from Africa. She delivered food to officers because, she said, our police department needs us now more than ever. These are brave men and women who took the oath. They took the badge to serve the community, and they're doing just that. That's what she told Breitbart News. You know, somehow NBC and CBS and ABC and CNN, they just didn't get this piece. These are heroes, she goes on. When we call them at 3 in the morning, they show up. They need our help and our support now more than ever. She continued, and she noted that the officers routinely save lives, and she stressed that our communities will suffer the most without the police. And she probably understands that. She emphasized that the problem is violence and advocated for evidence-based, you know, she wants evidence-based strategies to contain the violence. She said, I'm here to show these police officers that we are with them. We pray for them. We love them. We want them in to be in our community. And she added that their morale needs to be boosted, and I'm here to do just that.
Excellent story. Quick pause, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly. But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, conservatives eyeing fantasy court, Kurt.
Well, that's what they say, you know, because they talk about, you know, you've heard of fantasy football and fantasy basketball. I don't know if you understand how it's all done.
I understand a ton about it, my friend.
Do you
got to get caught up on it, bro. Come on.
Maybe you should explain it to people to help them understand the story.
Well, so a fantasy football league or a fantasy baseball league or whatever else basically is usually an online collaboration of people from wherever you want. But you build these competitors, if you will, and each competitor virtually builds a team. And you have the lot of, or the allocation of, the different players that are in real life. And what you do is you kind of bid for them and get them and whatever. And so you end up with these players that you draft and that you pick and that you, okay, there's all kinds of, I'm simplifying it. Don't call me and tell me it's not exactly like that and get into the intricacies of it. Okay, folks, I'm just trying to, every sport's different. Every league that they have is slightly different. And so it's not exact, but you basically draft and pick and get your team and then you play. And based on the real winnings and losses of teams around the league and stuff like that, relate to how your players and your team and your circumstances and et cetera kind of get built and play. Anyway, the bottom line is you play this fantasy league, mirroring kind of the real league in a way, but yet with kind of team people that you pick, and based on how well people do is how well your team fantasy-wise does. And anyway, there's a lot of things, but it has to do really with, and some would say it's all chance. Others would say, oh, no, if you're a real analytics person, you can literally pick winners and losers to a great degree. And so it's a little bit like Yahtzee, Kurt, in that rolling the dice is chance, but there's a ton of strategy behind it as well, of what you pick and where you fill in your things. There's a lot of strategy to Yahtzee as well. So it's a lot of that. It's a little bit of chance, a little bit about how the league goes, a little bit about how the reality game goes, but a lot of how you analyze the statistics and who you put on your team and how you position things and stuff like that. But it's a lot of fun for folks to play and to get involved in. Those who love the stats, those who love to keep track of the wins and the losses of given teams around a certain league, etc. It's a real way to get involved in the statistics and the details of different players. And, you know, if you love statistics or you love the win and the loss, and you love the fantasy game and you love being a little bit more interactive, etc., then you can really have a wonderful time with these fantasy leagues. And they take real involvement. I mean, you can get involved in them and not do very well if you don't really understand it. But it takes real strategic knowledge. It takes analytics knowledge. It takes a little bit of behind-the-scenes understanding of the players and the game. And it takes a lot of luck in terms of getting the right drafts and the right picks and the right teams put together and stuff like that too. But it's a healthy dose of getting involved in the sport that you love the most in a little more than a fantasy way, Kurt, in a real way, because you're watching real games and depending on real outcomes of games that influence your fantasy league. So that may not be a perfect description, but I think it drills in probably more than anybody wanted to know, unless you really want to play. Right, Kurt? How's that for a breakdown?
All right. I knew you knew way more than all that, but
I don't even play, by the way.
Anyway, but you got it figured out. So now, with that little explanation, ladies and gentlemen, you got the headline from WorldNet Daily: Conservatives eyeing fantasy court ahead of 2020. Subheadline says, a single seat on the Supreme Court can change history. I'll be the first to say, we've certainly been, let down at least a number of times when we thought, hey, you know, we finally got some good guys on there. But, you know, like I always say, I'm positive about things. I go after Moby Dick in a rowboat.
I don't even know who Moby Dick is and why you'd be in a rowboat.
Moby Dick is a big Moby Dick. Well, let's explain that
for
you.
Yeah, it's good.
Moby Dick is a big whale, Sam. Yeah. If you've ever read the story about Moby Dick.
And why are you going after a whale now?
This guy.
Don't you know PETA's going to shut you down?
That's a good point. But anyway, this guy,
hold on. Now, why are you going after a whale?
Well, back in the old days, remember they had whalers and guys that would kill whales, and then they would use the blubber, and it would be something they could burn for candles and all that kind of stuff. Now, of course, that's all illegal. You know, we just let the whales die. Going after a big whale with a little tiny boat is kind of silly, but in this guy's case, hey, he was so positive he was going to get one, he just took the tartar sauce to put on the whale.
Why do you need tartar sauce? Then. Are you going to eat that dude too?
Yeah, that's exactly
right. You're
going to
illegally eat whale meat.
That's right.
I see. Okay.
It's just a, it's,
it's a great way to illustrate a positive attitude, and against all odds, I'm going to deliver.
Yeah. Okay.
And I like it a little better, but I did want to pull it out of you, though. That was really good. Yeah. I like that, and I completely agree. And so let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
All right. Can a single seat on the Supreme Court change the course of history, Curtin?
Well, I think it could.
See, just I think like it's a resounding vote. Yes.
Yeah.
Could one man that's beyond a man come to earth and through the atonement of Jesus Christ change the whole outcome of the world? And the answer to that is yes, too, Kurt. A resounding yes, I might add. So I don't underestimate this story one bit, Kurt.
Well, and imagine if that one single man was somebody like Judge Roy Moore.
On the Supreme Court.
From Alabama. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's had certainly plenty of, or, you know, at least a man of that caliber, or a woman of that caliber, you know, I mean, that's not, but anyway, this is what he had to say. He told the crowd in Tulsa, Oklahoma, he said, "I'll be soon announcing a new list of exceptional candidates for the United States Supreme Court." And then perhaps to ease any lingering concerns, he added that he would choose only from that list. With that campaign promise, President Trump signaled the opening day of Fantasy SCOTUS, or Supreme Court of the United States. The promise of a second list comes the same week that Trump turns the corner on a total of 200 federal judges nominated.
Now, let me stop you there.
By the Senate.
This is a critical story that we need to dig into. So if we talked about one person changing the course of history, and I realize that Jesus Christ was not just a person. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying that at the time they didn't revere him as anybody special or whatever, but it didn't change the truth. Okay, and so it is today. Just because we've got a few disappointments and things doesn't come our way the way we had hoped and everything else, don't misunderstand me. That doesn't change the fact that it can indeed change history. Now, Kurt, what if you put 200 people in key positions across the country and you say they might not be perfect all the time and we might have some disappointments along the way? But as you wisely point out, Kurt, about Donald Trump and his presidency, how many times in our lifetime have we had a person put 200 people into the courts? And not only that, people who, well, maybe they're not as conservative as you and I would be, Kurt, but they're a gazillion times more conservative than the opposite or opponents would have put in place. We can promise you that. And so, you know, what kind of a difference will that make long term? I think the impact is huge. I think Kurt's now eating his whale with tartar sauce is what I think, because this is not a joke. I know there's disappointments. I know they like to highlight the disappointments to make us look bad. But I'm telling you that 99 out of 100 times things happen behind the scenes that you don't get, that protect you and you never know. It's kind of like when a bad news story hits, oh boy, everybody knows. But when a good news story hits, like maybe something like, Washington, D.C. citizens deliver food to the police and say, we pray for them. We love them. We're grateful for you folks putting your lives on the line and sacrificing and keeping your oaths of office and doing the best you can. I know they highlight the stories of when there's a couple of things that haven't gone right, and we're not happy about that. But day in and day out, by and large, whatever word you want to use, you guys do a phenomenal job, and we want to sincerely think, when does that story hit the press? When Sam and Kurt bring it up? When maybe, you know, Breitbart or WorldNet Daily or a few of the great news services bring that up? That's right. That's about it. Otherwise, it just doesn't hit the press. Now, if it was like, hey, police mow down food givers, then it'd be like top-notch story. Okay, but this Supreme Court discussion is, now we're going to tell you about a story in the Supreme Court where we just had a big disappointing loss. We're going to talk about that. But what about the 200 behind the scenes that President Trump has put in place? And now on top of that, a new list, Kurt. This is not insignificant, sir.
Couldn't agree more, Sam. Very well.
Go ahead. Keep going. This is important.
You know, stuff. And these are a couple other little phrases from this article. The article is rather lengthy, but we just pull them out there to highlight these. It says, President Trump has expressed very clearly his concern that the Supreme Court and the entire federal bench protects our Constitution and our individual rights rather
Amen.
Than
now,
using
hang tight,
their
and I
positions.
Want you to rewind and say that phrase right when we get back and continue on. That is not right. Insignificant either. And he's right. It's true. Never forget it. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Leading congressional Republicans confirming yesterday that U.S. intelligence agencies have developed information on a Russian military operation aimed at killing American and allied troops in Afghanistan. The GOP lawmakers saying, though, any U.S. response needs to wait until the intelligence community reviews all of the material. Meanwhile, the White House is being pressed about what it knew and when it knew that Russia's been offering terrorists bounties to kill U.S. and allied forces.
Neither the president nor the vice president were briefed on the alleged Russian bounty intelligence.
That's White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany speaking to reporters outside the White House Sunday. Under a law passed yesterday by lawmakers in Iowa, women in that state who are seeking an abortion will now have to wait 24 hours before they're allowed to get one. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court will not be taking up a challenge to President Trump's border wall plans. The case dealing with environmental requirements waived by the Department of Homeland Security to speed up construction. Environmental groups argued that that was outside the agency's authority, but a previous ruling had gone against them. Well, it's now going to stay in place. The advertising boycott against Facebook has now got about 250 companies on board, including Ford, Pepsi, Adidas, and Denny's. The latest arrivals to the list joining the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. They're all promising not to spend money on Facebook ads in July. This after civil rights groups have been accusing the social media giant of doing very little to stop hate speech and misinformation. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are on Liberty Roundtable, and we appreciate your accompaniment. As we were talking about the Supreme Court and this little section of this story called that's called Conservatives Eyeing Fantasy Court, kind of like fantasy football and fantasy basketball, but I would argue that this one, you know, has a little bit more value to it.
Yes, it does, Kurt. There are things called weighty matters. This is one of them.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, in this article, we jerked out several pieces. This one is key. Says President Trump has expressed very clearly his concern that the Supreme Court and entire federal bench, you know, there's like a bench in the basketball games and football games, but this is not the same thing. You know, it's a bench where the, you know, judges sit. It says, protects our Constitution and our individual rights. Rather than using their positions to legislate policy or rule according to political preferences. That's a big group of words. Then the last little piece that I jerked out of that story says Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the beloved octogenarian, if you don't know what that means, that means somebody in their 80s, liberal justice known in pop culture as RBG, you know, like the monitors of old, is not looking to retire. Along with 81-year-old Justice Stephen Breyer, though, the unyielding reality of time could still force her hand. So, you know, those would be two, if you could get rid of those two and maybe replace them with a Roy Moore type, man, you'd be in some pretty good high cotton, I guess.
Amen to that. And let's be very clear. I know there's been major pro-life losses. But you know what? We need to be very, I don't know what you say, but a little bit patient with some of these people. Okay, conservatives eyeing fantasy court ahead of the 2020 elections. A single seat on the Supreme Court could change history. I think that's true. And I don't think we should lose sight of that just because we've had some devastating losses that are very public. And you know what? The image of the negative is very big and large in your face. But when President Trump has put 200 people plus on the bench, that is not insignificant, folks. And I believe the outcomes of their decisions day in and day out will be way better than if, say, hey, Hillary Clinton or a Barack Obama or a Bernie Sanders or, you know, even some of the other conservatives that were running against President Trump were to put their judges in place. I believe President Trump has done a way better job than that. And I know it's not perfect. Now, let me take on the specific case here that I know everybody's asking about, the elephant in the room, if you will. Quote, major pro-life loss as Supremes rule in favor of abortion backers. So we lost a huge abortion case, folks. You say, what's it about? Well, the United States Supreme Court ruled on Monday that a pro-life law violates the rights of both women and abortion rights providers in Louisiana. And they say it's a big smackdown and a big hit. And it is. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is not good at all. However, I will point out some things that you may not know about the circumstances and about the case that you really need to consider. And we cannot ignore this. You might not like it, but you can't ignore it. And Kurt brings this up a lot of times when I'm very critical of someone or something. Okay? I oftentimes am correct in my criticism. But it isn't just about my criticism that's important. Sometimes I need to take a step back, as Kurt wisely reminds us, which is this. Yes, we had a major pro-life loss as the Supremes rule in favor of abortion backers. But then the rest of the headline from the Daily Caller says this. After Schumer, that's Chucky Schumer, warns justices, they won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions, dailycaller.com. What's that, Kurt? Do you realize what was just said by old Chucky?
That's a threat, Sam.
In my opinion, it clearly is a threat. You know what? Yeah. You go forward with this decision in pro-life or whatever, and you will not know what hit you. Now, in my opinion, Chuck Schumer should be censured at the least for this, possibly removed from office for this. You can't say that to the Supreme Court justices.
And this is not the first time we did that.
You're right. You're exactly right. And that's my point. And so let me ask you, with that kind of a threat, do you think that might influence the court, Kurt? What if somebody put a little more muscle behind that threat behind the scenes that you and I don't know about, Kurt? Now, this is what you remind me of. You say, Sam, I know that you're frustrated with this, and you're right, Sam, but look at the bigger picture for a minute. How do you know that they're just really betraying us like we want to, you know, just in our hurt state kind of lash out or whatever? How do you know there's not a bigger discussion here where you'd probably do the same thing if your family or your, I don't know what, was threatened and or, you know, there was some muscle brought to bear here or what? I don't even know what, because I don't live in that world. Yeah. So it's hard for me to even fathom this world. But I think it's a wise point that Kurt brings up quite often. And I think justly so, to where if you make that kind of a threat publicly as a, what, lead sitting senator, Kurt?
That's right.
To a body of justices on the Supreme Court? Hey, you won't know what hit you, buddy. You vote the wrong way on this sucker. That's public. What's behind the scenes? Is it Vinny talking to Roberts going, hey, you like to eat, don't you? Or whatever? Now, that sounds a little bit kind of corny. I get it. But is it, or is it real? And the Daily Caller, again, there's very few news services that'll even highlight this stuff, Kurt. But you can't ignore this kind of a public threat, can you?
I don't think so.
Okay. Now, here's the next point. Have you called abortion murder before, Kurt? Let me just ask you, have you done that?
Yes.
And so have I. You want to know why?
It is.
Because it is. That's right. That's exactly why. However, if you've called abortion murder in the past, you could face very serious legal consequences for your actions, Kurt. You know that, right?
I'm so sure if you're in front of the wrong people, then that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah. So an abortion group now sues a pro-life advocate for calling abortion murder. All right, so this is kind of what I'm pointing out. That, you know what?
Yeah.
Even saying abortion's murder is going to get you sued. And depending on how high profile you are, they might send Guido after you, or Chucky, or who knows who.
Yep.
So, you know what? I mean, I understand that I'm not happy about the outcome of this, but we got to realize what secret combinations are above us and what threats and what real... Well, what if you're Mr. Flynn, Kurt? What if you're Mr. Flynn and you're hanging out, and all of a sudden you're behind bars, and you're like, what the heck just happened to me? Hold on a minute. Well, ask Sidney Powell, and she'll tell you why he got taken down by Barack, right, Kurt?
That's exactly.
Let's highlight this. Let's talk about this. This is critical.
Well, you know, she basically says that you know that there was he was going to basically do an audit, is what they said, what they call it, of the different security groups or the different intelligence. People, and you know, you've got a bunch of them in our government. You've got CIA and NSA, and I mean, I don't know, FBI, you could just go on, I'm pretty sure. And he was basically going to dig into those, she says, Sidney Powell, that we've had on this program. And I believe she's telling the truth, and I think that's one of the main reasons they wanted to take him out. What do you
so
think?
Flynn is thinking about investigating and doing audits on the intel agencies, which, by the way, who are the intel agencies, Kurt? Like the Pentagon, maybe the CIA?
Well, you got CIA, FBI. NSA, FBI, and there's probably a number of other ones, too.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Okay, and now you go, oh, Flynn just got taken down and put behind bars wrongfully, and you go, do you think the Supreme Court folks might have had that kind of a threat? Or do you think maybe the joke that Barack Obama made in 2008 about how I'll just sick the IRS after you or whatever, do you think there might be a little more teeth behind the scenes to some of these justices? And you know what? When they vote a certain way, if they have been, quote, strong-armed into that kind of a vote, can we really just beat them up over it? I mean, it's justified that, hey, this pro-death agenda at the Supreme Court is out of control. I get it. But is it really, we're going to look at Donald, President Trump, and go, hey, bad court pick, bad guy on the court, you evil guy? Or is there more to that picture than meets the eye? How many things might President Trump do different if he weren't threatened? Do you think somebody might have said to him from time to time, if you're the President Donald Trump, you remember the Reagan days? He came out pretty bold, too, and we kind of took care of that. You remember, what was that guy's name? Hinckley or Winkler, whatever. What was it, Kurt?
Hinckley, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
you know, Hinckley. Remember that guy? Just saying, Donnie. Do you think they might be saying that to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know. But we've seen it in Flynn's case, haven't we?
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
All right, so it happened in the case of Flynn. Also, the people in the Ammon Bundy case, several of them that were kind of, I don't know what you want to say, browbeated into pleading guilty, Kurt? Is that the best way to describe it? Kind of forced to plead guilty because they felt like if I don't plead guilty, they're going to put me away forever. And, well, those are the ones that are still in jail and still having problems, the ones that didn't plead guilty. So what about that scenario? Is that that pressure that I'm talking about? The same pressure that was applied to Mr. Flynn? Okay, this is what's going on here, and you cannot underestimate this reality. Sidney Powell, Michael Flynn, planned to audit intel agencies before the, quote, FBI prosecution. That's why Obama took him down. And again, like I always say, if there's not accountability at some point at the end of this road, it's just going to get worse and continue. They're going to go, no harm, no foul. Does Hillary's emails come to mind? All right, now the next story I find interesting, Kurt, and here's what the headline says. Victory for abortion rights might be short-lived. An analysis points out that John Roberts had a very narrow rationale in the Louisiana case, writes Newser, another news agency that is really good that very few people know much about. Newser with the piece, and the idea is that, hey, we're not happy with what John Roberts did. But he might have had a very narrow interpretation, and I pray this analysis is true. But here's what it says. One sentiment emerging analyses is that Roberts' view on this case is so narrow that the celebration of those who think that they've won might be fleeting, Kurt. Roberts did side with the majority, Kurt. Okay, but listen carefully to this because this is really important to note. He sided with the majority, but he did not join their opinion. Did you know that, Kurt? So Robert sided with the majority, but he did not agree with their opinion. This is not insignificant. This is something that most people don't even really know. If you don't dig into the case, you don't get these kind of nuances. But thank heavens to Newser, we got it. And they're digging on this is tremendous. Listen carefully. Roberts sided with the majority, but he did not agree with their opinion. He wrote his own opinion, emphasizing that he voted the way he did because the court struck down a nearly identical law out of Texas in 2016. Okay? That means he explained that he still thinks the Texas case was wrongly decided. That's what the Washington Post is reporting, Kurt. He believes it was wrongly decided, but what he said was, the court can't just throw that ruling out the window 4 years later. Now, that's where I think he's wrong. I think the court can throw it out 4 years later and should have, because if it was wrongly decided, you shouldn't use that for your case-setting precedent now. So I don't believe Roberts is right on his view. But the point that Newser is getting at, and I think the takeaway from this is, it was a very narrow decided decision. Other cases could come to bear that could have a completely different outcome. In other words, those who believe that the courts are going to be in the tank for abortion rights, shutting down pro-lifers in, I don't know what words to use, in a more broad sense, may be disappointed because it was a very narrow ruling that got Roberts to go along, even though he didn't even agree with their opinion. Anyway, the reason that I bring this all up is because let's stand strong for the Supreme Court. Let's put the best people we can there. And yes, we've been betrayed throughout the years. And yes, we've had some bitter, I'm going to say again, bitter disappointments. I get it. But I agree with Kurt. Now, Kurt wants to, you know, catch and eat whales. And I think he should stop that. Me and Peter are going to go after Kurt in a rowboat. I'm just kidding. I think Kurt's right on this, folks. I think Kurt's very wise and right for us to eye not the fantasy court, but to make it the reality court by our votes, by our involvement, by our insistence, by our influence. Okay, and we need to realize that, yes, indeed, one chair on the Supreme Court can change history. In fact, what if Roberts had voted different right now? And you can say, well, Sam, those are all conservatives selling us south. I get it. But I also get that what would it be like if the other guys were putting the judges in place? What if it was the likes of Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez and Joe Biden putting those 200 court picks in place that President Trump has had the honor of selecting and then working through the process to appoint? What if those folks, those 200 plus, were picked by Biden and company? All right, what if, not only that, the Supreme Court last couple of picks, would we be even talking about a narrow decision where he agreed but he disagreed? Or would we just be talking about a landslide pro-death agenda? Okay, so just because we've had some bitter losses, I think the takeaway of this whole discussion is to say, don't be deceived by the negative headlines that kind of manipulated in a way that let you lose sight of what's important. Don't let these issues where Chuck Schumer's going to threaten Supreme Court justices, and don't think that has no negative effect. Don't let, for example, the fact that there's vote fraud in America, and boy howdy, is there vote fraud. Don't let that stop you from voting, folks. The answer isn't to say, oh, because of vote fraud, we've failed, now we're not going to vote. No, the answer is to say we are going to vote. It's a God-given, inalienable right codified by government. We're not going to give that right up. What we're going to do is we're going to create vote watchers. And we're going to insist integrity in the vote. That's what we're going to do. Same thing with the Supreme Court. Don't believe the headlines that make you believe that we've already lost. Stick a fork in it. Who cares what the Supreme Court does? We can never get good guys there. Don't fall for that lie. Stand up and say, hey, I know it was a 5-4 decision in our loss, but Roberts had a narrow reason for doing it. I'm not defending Roberts, but I am giving you backstory. And I am saying to you, it's a whole lot better than a landslide for pro-death would have been. I'll tell you that right now. And it's a whole lot better that President Trump has not only put those guys on the Supreme Court that may do right going forward in the future in a broader sense. We pray for that. We advocate for that. We work towards that. But don't underestimate the 200-plus judges President Donald Trump has put in place over the last, what, three and a half years, whatever it is, because that is not insignificant either. And how many cases happen that are in our defense, that are in defense of the Constitution? Kurt, start right where you were, because I went off on a tangent. Right after the break, though, you were going back to this. I wanted you to read this. Read it again about the Constitution and the part that President Trump is kind of highlighting about the courts, because I don't believe this is insignificant either. I think President Trump has really highlighted something that should echo around not only the United States for our own benefit, but to the world, Kurt.
Great point, Sam.
So read this again. It says, I said, rewind. Start right there.
Very good. It says, President Trump, and this is in the WorldNet Daily piece called Conservatives Eyeing Fantasy Court, says President Trump has expressed very clearly his concern that the Supreme Court and entire federal bench protects our Constitution and our individual rights, rather than
I could not agree more with that, Kurt. That is just so spot on.
It says, rather than using their positions to legislate policy or rule according to political preferences. You know, and that's a quote from the president of the Conservative Judicial Crisis Network. Carrie Severino is her name there. And then it brings up the fact that there's two, you know, you got Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer, who both in their 80s that could, you know, be gone soon.
Very, very telling, in my opinion. I don't know how to really analyze it, except for, you know, Roberts explained that he thinks the Texas case was wrong. Now, in my mind, Roberts, you would have a duty, and this is, again, where our influence comes. Now, you might say Roberts isn't going to listen to Sam. No, but if there's enough of us, he will listen to us. And that would be this. You know what, Roberts, if you believe that Texas case was wrong, then you would say, well, we don't have the right to overturn what was done 4 years ago. Absolutely, we do. Any wrong, let me say this again, any wrong, let me say it one more time, Mr. Roberts, any wrong should be made right as soon as possible. Two wrongs don't make a right. If it was wrong then, it's wrong now, sir. Don't deceive yourself with your high-minded logic, okay? Go back to God's laws. Two wrongs don't make a right, never have and never will be. I was told that as like a kindergartner by my mother. You know what? Two wrongs don't make a right, Sam. Just because somebody's done something wrong, that doesn't give you the right to do wrong back or continue the wrong. Okay? And so, you know what? We can overturn the courts. If they get it wrong, the sooner we overturn that wrong, the greater case precedent setting it will be for right. So I disagree with Roberts on that. But the point of it all is there are, what do you want to say? More, what's that word? Not insinuating circumstances. What is it? Extenuating circumstances?
Yeah, I think that's the word, yeah.
Anyway, that are to this case. And that does not mean that I'm defending Roberts or getting him off the hook or anything like that. I think he's completely wrong. And I've told you, two wrongs don't make a right. So I don't agree with him one bit. But I do know that it's a whole lot narrower of a decision than people might understand. And it may not be the, quote, carte blanche victory that the pro-death folks are seeking. And I pray that analysis by Newser and others is true. And whether it's true or not, we can look towards what influence we can have, not only in the voting booth, but in backing President Donald J. Trump in his quest to get better people on the courts. Is it perfect? No. Some of these high-minded or high-profile cases truly show that it's frustrating when we fall short. But don't let them use that against you to make you fall short of what we could do if we had our heads in the game. This is not fantasy. If we had our heads in the game, if we said, hey, there's vote fraud, I'm going to keep voting and I'm going to make sure that we stamp out the vote fraud. Yes, we've had a few losses on the court. I'm going to make sure we double down and get better, more consistent people there sooner now. Okay, this is the time to take courage, not the time to fade away. This is the time when you feel like you're shut down to step back and bury that three-pointer. This is the time to go straight to the hole if you want to use some basketball terms. Okay, this is the time to hit it over the fence if you're a baseball guy. I know it feels like we're just running Hail Marys for solutions. And I get that it feels that way sometimes. But when you get 200-plus people on the court that are more conservative than your neighbor would have got, that's not a Hail Mary, folks. That's some consistent move in the chains, if you ask me. So let's not fool ourselves. Let's not be deceived by the mainstream press. Let's stand tall for the sacred cause of liberty. Let's cleanse the inner vessel, repent on our knees before God Almighty. Teach our families and our children and our loved ones to do the same. Use our influence to minister to others and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide. That's the whole purpose of the greatest country on the face of the earth in the first place. Ladies and gentlemen, we got work to do. Let's get on our knees and pray for guidance, and then get up and do something about it, shall we? Hour one in the can, hour two coming up, hard-hitting talk, always on your radio. LovingLiberty.net, spread the word, tell the tale. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you please? After all, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the republic.